Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts could lose one of its publicly traded companies. BJ's Wholesale Club is apparently soliciting bids from interested buyers. That speculation drove the Natick-based company's stock up 12.5% yesterday. But WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch says a buyout might not be bad news for Massachusetts.
BJ's runs nearly 200 of those big warehouse stores, mostly along the East Coast. You have to pay for a membership to get the discounts inside. Last year, CEO Laura Sen told WBUR the recession has been good to her company.
There's no question in my mind that the consumer is really seeking value, and they understand that we have great values at BJ's. That's really worked in our favor.
Now, that may work in BJ's favor by fetching a good price. No one at the Natick company would comment yesterday, but Bloomberg News says BJ's has hired a Wall Street bank to help find a buyer. Already one New York private equity firm has shown interest.
It can be a really good strategy.
Patty Edwards is a discount retail analyst at Trutina Financial. She says being bought by private investors that have experience with other retail brands and markets could help the $10 billion company grow.
Anyone who is going to buy BJ's is looking to run them as they are now. It's not going to be another retailer that wants to add on.
Even so, the store experience and prices could change for customers. After all, buyouts happen because the new owners think they can do a better job of managing the company and making more money. But if a sale goes through and all goes well, a bigger BJ's could mean more jobs back here at its Massachusetts headquarters. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.